Throughout this time of Lent, we have been given ideas of all we need, painting a picture of what we need as human beings while drawing lines modified by our Lutheran understanding and living out of our Christian faith. We are intentionally leaving the artist box open to gain clarity of the next steps needed, all while realizing the artist movement is pushing us beyond simply surviving the daily ups and downs life produces. The artist is scraping off the layers of paint that have been dulled by the worldly interpretations of breathing air, finding restfulness, and today having an advocate. The colors used are being pulled from living within our relationships with God and with one another. Sorting through the multiple generations of interpretations to the work that to fit within their guiding views and context, which isn't necessarily a bad thing when done in tandem with the brightness of God's love and grace. Exploring these colors with curiosity and openness can reveal to us new ways of seeing the world, or they might remove the artist block to reveal a different view than we've came before. Then transitioning into the word for today, it is important to note that there are many angles and views one can hold while in relationship with God. Into our view, we are adding new colors while blending the readings and the notes today from Barn Goose and the author Victoria Larson. This leading us to the idea that all we need is an advocate. The text speaks of discerning the correct choice for the continued growth of our relationship with God. According to the Hebrew words, an advocate is someone who comes to our aid, showing us what is good and is good for us. For Isaiah, it comes from someone who teaches, who prepares and exhorts, whom he points to the nation to look at their relationship with God during their times they have struggled, since Isaiah was an interpreter of God's voice. In Luke, we hear about the parable of the fig tree, whom the gardener pleads one more year of care for the tree and the vineyard owner who wants to cut the unproductive fruit down. We can interpret the gardener's actions and words as those of an advocate. As the gardener pleads for the life of the tree, Christ pleads for our lives and more time for us. Christ was and is the ultimate advocate for us. Then we hear Paul's words to remember God's faithfulness amid trials, reminding those hearing that God is faithful and is continuing to be faithful for all those of the Imago Dei created in the image of God. Beginning in the Hebrew, we then move to the Greek with the focus of David's poem. In the Greek, it says to be an advocate means to have aid, help, assistance, to help or to support, to come to the aid of those who are crying out. In Hebrew, it denotes of help or assistance within the context of divine aid or support. It is reflective of the concept of God providing help to his people in times of trial, emphasizing his role as protector and sustainer. We also add to that the understanding of a counselor, a comforter, a helper, or an intercessor. It is someone who is called to aid, or support, or intercede on behalf of another. Moving us into our modern understanding, which is similar to the modern day lawyer or a legal counselor or chaplain. However, within this text, it's from that spiritual viewpoint, the point that is pointing us to the role of the Spirit who guides us and comforts us and advocates on our behalf to God, the creator and sustainer of our spiritual journey. When the Old Testament talks about being an advocate, it primarily is used to express the concept of divine help, which is the key for our understanding our relationship with God and with us and others. For David, he was being called to rely on his relationship and the understanding that he'd grown into. As David's faith and relationship with God grew, so did his ability to trust God to intervene on his behalf during the battles or famine or the personal distress he experienced. David is sharing his fears of questions and then also coming that with the reassurances that he holds due to his relationship with God. And he knows that God is his advocate throughout his life. He has assurances of God's steadfast love, of helping David on his path set before him, and in his struggles to remain holy and living up to the expectations that God has placed. For David and for those following God, it's historically been known as the key for their survival. Because with God, they can receive that richness that they need to not only survive the ups and downs that life has provided, but to ensure the survival of the nation and to see it thrive in the legacy of Christ. So what does this mean for us? When we listen, we can hear God's voice to hold and support us, sustain us, to obtain us and to keep us on the path, to help and to follow us on our spiritual growth. It can mean that we can interpret this to find reassurances when we have moments of fear, to place our faith in God, because the Spirit who lives within us is our advocate. It means that we have trust that God will help us through those difficult things we come across in life. It is remembering that not necessarily be the way we envision our path going, but looking back, we can see God's divine hand guiding us. It could mean having extra courage to step out of our comfort zone and trying something that may stretch our faith further, knowing that God is following us close. It can also mean that we become an advocate for someone who is discerning, to support them, provide comfort within our words, and intercede on their behalf when asked. And finding ways to respond to God's call on us, which Luther declared to be ever reforming in our faith. However, by doing the work that we need, we can also draw awareness of where God is leading us. And finally, it can mean that we find and discover new ways of experiencing and being receptive to God's love. And those moments of not merely surviving, but thriving, and then sharing our testimony with all those who God has placed in our path and all that God has done for us. Amen.